News Talk 1110-993 WBT, Brett Witterbull and the coach, Matt Doherty. And coach, where do people find you? Where do they get in touch, reach out, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, the best thing is probably my website, which is CoachMattDoherty.com. And it has more, all my information there. My email is CoachMattDoherty@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And then I'm on Twitter at Doherty Matt. So, yeah, appreciate it.
No, always good. Always good to have you here. You got one of your friends, colleagues, reached out and pointed out some of the number of states that have already filed a lawsuit on this vaccine mandate that's going to be hitting businesses starting in January.
Yeah, a buddy of mine, Kevin Dale, texted us during a break and said that 19 states have sued over this mandate. And so I think it's going to be tied up for a while. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, as a result, businesses, especially the smaller businesses, you know, as we discussed, I think during a break you talked about the bigger businesses, and mm-hmm. yeah, I think the as you mentioned, the bigger businesses are more proactive, but the smaller ones, it will eventually trickle down to them. Mm-hmm. Maybe, maybe not. You know, it could be crippling to them. Because, you know, big companies with big brands, it's hard for people to walk away. Mm-hmm. But smaller companies, you know, if it gets to that level, it could be devastating to some of them.
Absolutely. Let's take a couple of phone calls on this. We got people queuing up. Let's go to Pete first up here. Pete, welcome to the show with Coach and Brett.
Brett, Coach, how are you doing?
Doing great.
On this mandate of the number of employees a company can have, you know, they set it at 100. Well, what's going to happen? A company that's got 102, 105, 110 employees, those companies will cut loose some employees. They'll get under that 100 number.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So here you're going to have workers in America that's going to lose their job, which means they don't pay taxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the government to collect. The other side of that is, kind of the coach is touching on it a little bit. Large companies who utilize smaller companies as contract employees sometimes.
Yep.
Or do a give them a job within the company, or maybe a contracting type job to build something. They're going to push it down to say, for you to do business with us, your employees have to be vaccinated. So that's how it's going to affect the smaller businesses that are under 100.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I don't hear is that the government's setting this goal at 100 for people who work. What are they doing about all the people who are on social programs, who are receiving government assistance, welfare? Are they pushing back on those people who don't work?
Wow, that's a great question.
And getting that free money? Are they vaccinated? Are they not going to be? They're taking money away from people who work over this,
mm-hmm.
but they're not touching those who don't work.
Well, I think we know the answer to that because of the inflow of 2 million across the border in the last few months. And they're not making them get shots. They're just flying them all over and putting them on buses and saying adios.
Yeah, it's an attack on the American worker.
Yeah, it is.
And you remember Biden gave a speech a few weeks ago. I guess it was a news conference. He said the words that he was losing his patience.
Yes, he said that. That's right. He did.
Mm-hmm. That was some serious words.
Yep. That's a great point.
You're losing your patience. What are you going to do next?
Mm-hmm. He was very angry. He was very sharp about his language. In fact, he didn't just say he was losing his patience. He said, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated and that he was tired of it. Pete, great observations, man. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good day, guys.
All right.
Yeah, I think Pete's pick up on the angry, impatient mm-hmm. tone. And Biden's been known to do that, right?
For sure.
He can get irritated real quick.
And he hasn't had any successes. None of these bills have passed. He's gone overseas. He's come up short time and time again. Maybe he's gonna start to say, I'm gonna hold Americans to blame because of this.
Make them pay.
Make them pay.
Because he's from the mean streets of Scranton.
Look, he fought Corn Pop.
Right.
He fought Corn Pop. He sat in the pool and the kids played with his leg hairs.
Yeah. And he's a tough guy.
He's Joe from Scranton.
Joe.
He's Scranton Joe. demanding he wants people to, you know, bow down before Scranton Joe.
Scranton Joe.
Scranton Joe.
Scranton Joe, heavyweight contender.
I predict not 2 months from now, once we get into the new year, they're going to start carrying him around in a sedan chair. Going to have like four yep. people carrying around, and they're going to play probably do that thing that they play when he comes around. Oh,